Yo, what's up, everybody? This is your boy, Marquise Terrell, and you're listening to Under It All Podcast, where we understand that there's a champion on the inside of you. Yo, this is going to be a different podcast segment episode. I'm going to be honest with you. I have a new venture I want to tell you about, and I can finally talk about it because I've been doing this for the past year or so. And so with that said, your boy's going to be on reality TV. I'm going to be honest. I'm going to give you a little backstory. So I have a bucket list, and I was like, I want to do reality TV show. I do YouTube. I do content on there. But it's something about being on reality TV and you can commentate and just show people your lives. And I was like, God, I want to be a part of something like that before it's all said and done. Let me get a part of it. Let me get my popcorn. Let me watch myself on TV. Not to showboat, but just to say, yo, I did that. And so to make a long story short, your boy lives in Dallas. Okay, I'm trying to get you to a place where you're on the same page with. And I've been here for a year. And so I've been a fan of this reality series for years. I'm telling years. It's been at least 3 to 4. And so with that said, it's called Chasing Reality. It's on YouTube. If you don't know nothing about it, you should go check it out. Chasing Reality has three franchises now. Three or four. They got LA, they got ATL, they got Orlando that's about to come out, and they have Dallas. So with that said, I'm living in Dallas, and I am friends with a couple people that's on the Chasing Reality ATL, Chasing Atlanta's show. And her name is Seven, and I want to say thank you so much. I appreciate her for just allowing me to just connect with her and to be what is about to be moving forward in this season. So the season is almost on its way. It's March. It's coming. It's going to drop this year. I'm going to be on it, you guys. I'm the chef. My name is Marquise Terrell. I am the celebrity chef. They like to play me. They like to play me and say I'm a cook, but baby, I went to school. I got a degree and I work for celebrities. Yes, I am a chef, a world-renowned chef, and put some respect on me. Okay, for real, for real. But moving forward, this cast is a whole lot of us. It's like at least 10. I'm gonna be honest. Some old, some new faces. You're gonna see Rob. You're gonna see who's been on there. You're gonna see Sean. You're gonna see Jeff. You're gonna see Ted Lee. And you're gonna see some new faces. And I'm excited. I'm a part of the new faces. I think it's two other people that are gonna be that are new on the cast. And so I'm excited because I'm a fresh face. I'm a chef. I'm cooking. And for me, I'm gonna be honest with you. I like it to be to a place where I get to know them on off the camera before I get on the camera, because it's like I want some chemistry, I want some understanding, and I want to get to know a person. I'm not just a person, okay, put a camera, okay, action. No, it's kind of hard for me because there's the disconnect, and therefore I like to say stuff off the wall, and I can be kind of pervasive at times, and I don't want to be like that, especially when I'm meeting new people. So for me, I had a hard time in the beginning of the phase. I'm gonna be honest with you. The camera was rolling. I wasn't saying nothing. I was like, wow, all these personalities. I'm just trying to get to know each other. I don't want to be like who else, the girl. I don't want to be like Anna Marie on Beverly Hills and just insert my opinion and just feel this negative, you know, shine on me and feel affected. It comes with a lot of stuff. This fan base on Chasing Reality, they really talk and they really, you know, really get to the nitty gritty, and they want to find out who are you and what you bring to the table. And if you're not giving, then you're not giving. If you're gonna give, then give. But there's a lot of personalities from, I'm gonna be honest, personalities from Robert, personalities from JC, Seven, Jeff, Astro, everybody else on here. It's like, whoa. How do I deal with this? From watching people from sitting on my couch, watching it, and now just being inside of it, it's really different, and it can be really intimidating at times. So I had to find my niche. I had to get to know people on an outside level, have those sit downs, and to get to know them. And with that said, I'm gonna tell you now, the fourth or the fifth episode, y'all gonna see my personality, because I'm a newbie. But I don't want to be pervasive like everybody else on the show, because they like to insert themselves and say this and say that. And that's fine. That's cool. We want to give the little drama, because, you know, with reality shows, you got to put some drama in it. You can't just be, oh, it's so hunky-dory, so amazing. No. We got issues. Let's talk about it. So I'm going to be honest with you guys. They're going to be talking about my life and who I'm trying to sleep with and who I'm doing and what I'm doing. If I'm, it just comes across as people like to stir the pot. I'm going to be honest. It can be a headache at times, but I still come and I show my face. If anything, I want to make genuine relationships because at the end of the day, I want to learn from people. And I hope they can learn from me at the end of the day. And so with that said, you know, we're a reality show. It's going to be a little drama, but a little bit of career, a lot of career. And so with that said, I'm premiering my seasonings. Yes. Yo, I can't wait. You need to make a commercial about my seasonings, because it's called This and That All-Purpose Seasonings. You can put it on everything. You can put it on your popcorn, your seafood, your beef, your steak, your lamb, your pork chops, your potatoes, mashed potatoes. It's all that. So I'm gonna be displaying that on how I make my seasonings, and I have an event that's coming out, and so I'm excited about that. I'm gonna be honest with you guys. It is different when it comes down to watching the show and being on the show. And with that said, I'm learning on how to adapt. I feel like, I'm gonna be honest with you, I feel like the cast of this season has gotten tired. We're almost done. We're about to wrap up. We're doing confessionals very, very soon. But it's like, I feel the fatigue and I feel, you know, people not wanting to come together like they did. And so with that said, there's gonna be a lot of beefs. Look. A lot of beats. You gotta understand, there's a lot of personalities. For me, I try to be the middle person and just to be solid. And don't get me wrong, I'm gonna tell what people been saying. A lot of people don't like to own up what they be saying and what they be doing. And you know how the camera does. The camera shows a lot of that stuff. And so with that said, I'm just gonna keep it cordial, but still keep it for real. You know, a lot of people try to come for me. I'm not gonna tell you the storyline, but it's okay, cause I'm gonna kill it with kindness. But then I'm gonna keep it real with you at the end of the day. And so, don't get me wrong, I'm not perfect. I had to admit some things. I had to do some things too as well. But with that said, I feel like this season right now is going to be a good season, and we're going to give you what the viewers want. We got old cast members. We got Reese on there. We got Wuda. We got Markel. We got Barbie Bank Rose. We got Dior. We got a lot of old faces from the old seasons coming into the new. So it's going to be to a point where the old and new are going to mesh and they're going to come together. And so with that said, I'm excited to do that because I've been watching them for a while. You know what I'm saying? I'm a fan. I'm a supporter. So with that said, I feel like this season, I'm going to be honest. I feel like this season right now, this season, fifth season, is going to be better than ATL, because you know ATL is going to the place where they did their final season and they're going to do a reboot little along the lines. That's what the streets are saying. Don't allegedly, you know what I'm saying? So with that said, you're going to get the performances, you're going to get the interactions, the drama, the career stuff. It's going to show on camera, and I'm so excited because in this rap game, I'm going to be honest, I ain't no rap guy. You know what I'm saying? Rap girl. I ain't no rap girl like that to the point where it's always beef. I feel like I'm in my own lane as being a chef because I'm only focusing on what I'm doing, but I can see from the outside looking in that these rap girls are really feeling some type of way. When it comes down to Seven, when it comes down to Jet Chef, when it comes down to Astro, those three people, it's going to be a lot. I'm just letting y'all know. But I feel like I'm telling y'all too much. But at the end of the day, keep tuning in, and I cannot wait. I cannot wait for you guys to see this. And with that said, I just hope I look good. Like, let me keep the standard, you know. So at the end of the day, you know, the other franchises, they got a lot of feminine men, they got, you know, but I feel like the masculine men are going to be on Dallas, and I feel like it's going to be good, and I'm going to enjoy myself. for real, I'm gonna enjoy myself because I just like to have a good time. I'm the life of the party. I'm goofy. I like to cook, like to eat, but I like to dance. I like to just have a good time and just vibe. You know what I'm saying? I'm not with the bullshit. I'm not with the rah-rah. But if you bring it to my table, we can go there. Okay? So with this season, I'm excited. This is going to be my review. It's going to be a good season. There's a lot of stuff that you're going to see that I did not know, that I was not privy to in the beginning. But I'm excited because I want to see it come to pass. You hear me? And so with that said, let's get it. And I'm going to be honest with you. I think we got to do a couple more scenes this week. And it should be fun. Okay? But anyway, this is my review. I'm excited for you guys to see it. And for all the haters, for all the people that dislike it, for people that don't want to see it, it's okay. It was my decision. I got to deal with the decisions I made. But I'm just say this. During this expect, it's very different. being on camera is very different than what I thought it would be. So we don't know. I don't know if I'm going to be to the point of doing this consistently or just every now and then. Okay? But anyway, this is your boy Marquise Terrell. I love you guys, and I hope you guys watch the show this month. I'm telling you now, it's going to be good. It's going to be juicy. And so with that said, this is your boy Marquise Terrell, and you're listening to Under It All Podcast. Until next time, we love you. All right, bye-bye.